Boisai, the Shia this week is being sponsored by one of our Lenday Rafiemi from Otto Shabbos for Refuah Shleima, Moshe Yaakov and Sarah Miriam. Refuah Shleima.
Said the last night, Baruch Hashem, Friday night, I said over a interesting Klei Chemda, and subsequently after the Shia, someone showed me it's Mavuyim the Tag Mienison, that it says that when Esav was, it's a Klei Yokar, but then somebody said to me that it's not only Klei Yokar, it's Mavuyim the Tag Mienison. And interesting Nakuda, that when Esav wanted to take revenge on Yaakov Avinu for stealing the brachas, he said, "I'll take the revenge. Be me evil avi. I'll take the revenge at the time when they're sitting avelus for his father, when Yitzchak dies, and that's when he'll kill Yaakov Avinu." So most mafarshim explained that to mean that the reason is because Esav was a metzuyan in kibarav, so he didn't want to give any tzara to his father. So therefore, he would push or postpone his burning revenge, and that he wanted to take revenge on Yaakov Avinu. And he would say, when Yitzchak died, which is a little bit of a, which you could be medayik in the pasuk, why would the pasuk say bimei evel avi? It should be, say bimei mois avi, when my father dies. So the Klei Yokar says it wasn't because of kibbut av. Esav knew the secret of Yaakov Avinu's protection, and Yaakov Avinu's protection was Torah's Megina Umatzla. Torah has the power of protection. And Yaakov Avinu was like Pasuk Pume Megirsa at all times. He was thinking or learning Torah. That would have given him a veil of protection. In order to Esav to overcome that, he was going to wait Limeevil Avi. Since an Avil is also Batalmud Torah, that would give him a window of opportunity, and then he would be able to kill Yaakov Avinu. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, one of his Svarim, asked Derech Sicha, he doesn't understand. An Avil's allowed to learn Torah. An Avil just has to learn Dvarim Haroyim, because the Gemara tells us Pkudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chaylev. That's what he's not allowed to learn, but he's allowed to learn. So then what would be Esav's opportunity to kill? He still would not be able to kill, because Yaakov Avinu would learn. And I saw it really in the pictures of when Chaim Kanievsky, Rechman Lutzon, was sitting Shiva for his wife, for the Rebbetzin. He was learning. He was sitting with a Gesher Achaim. He was sitting with a Gemara Moed Kotten. So he was learning. So I saw in Parashas Toldos, in the Beis Yisroel from the Ger Rebbe, in the Sefer Beis Yisroel, the Ger Rebbe seems to bavorn this question, and he says, Torah Megino Matzla is not only, the Tanai, the condition, is not only Limra Torah, it has to be a Torah Mitach Simcha. A Chedvasa Deraisa gives you that protection. And if you're learning Torah, and you don't have the power of Simcha, then it somehow doesn't, you don't have that school of Torah Megino Matzla. So when an Ovel learns Torah, he's learning Torah. But since he's forbidden in the Chedvisa Deraisa, the Pekudei Hashem Yishom Masam Chaylev, he doesn't have that school of Torah Megino Matzla. Most probably the reason is because when you learn with a Simcha, the Torah becomes part and parcel of your being. It gets into you, it gets into your essence. When you learn, even if it's a Gvaldika Mitzvah to learn, and it's a learn even when you don't have the cheshik, but it doesn't get into your kishkes, it doesn't get into your bones. And for Torah Megino Matzli, you need that to get in. Simcha doesn't only mean jumping on tables. It might not even mean that, but it definitely doesn't only mean that. And Simcha doesn't mean like some outward expression of Simcha. It means a feeling that you want to do something, that you're not being compelled. You want to do it. Coming out to learn, people learning extra times on Friday night, Motzei Shabbos. It's a gilui, it's an expression of what they would want to do anytime they have time. So for that to be a term, you know, Matzlin, such shred seiten, we're outside in the world, we hear such terrible psuras, and always all these shmiris that we need, shmir al gabi shmira, mishmeres al gabi mishmeres. So this Torah, the Torah that we do with Chedvasa, the Raisa, Klal Yisrael has a skavaldi geshmir, which will be zeichem et zeshem, like peschus des teire, peschus des limra teire, which will be zeichem et zeshem, tzah avoch, from Sirius Teiris, and Yeshua's Menachamas. So we'll just begin here. We're going to Sugya. So I got Gishmak and Sugya, but we'll look at it a little bit from a different angle. The Mishnah, Mesechta, Seite, Taf, Chav, Gimel, Amar, Aleph. The Mishnah begins on Chav, Beis, Amar, Beis. The Mishnah tells us certain halachas about a Minchas Seite. One of the conditions that an Isha who becomes a Seite is that a Mincha has to be brought, and after the Mincha is brought, she shows her the Mei Seite, the Mayim HaMoirim. So the Mishnah tells us there are exceptions and different rules for different people who have to bring a Mincha Seite. One of the halachas that are brought in the Mishnah, Daf Chof Gimel Omer Aleph, is HaNesuas LeKoyhanim Minchoseihem Nisrafais. That a mincha is koyin. There's a halacha in the Torah that a koyin, even when he brings any mincha, a koyin has to have a halacha. He doesn't make a kmitza. The usual halacha of a mincha is you make a kmitza, you make a kedushas kli, and then you make a haktorah of the koyimitz on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are usually necholim. However, a koyin is an exception to that rule. And a koyin's mincha, what you do is he takes it, they're makadosh it b'kli, and then it's totally burnt on the mizbeach. It's kolul, it's minchas koyin. It's kulei nisrefes. So that's the koyin. This isha now is a regular minchas seita. There's a kmitza, and then there's shirayim, which are not burnt on the mizbeach. However, if there's an isha who is a eishes koyin, so if she's an eishes koyin, the halacha is kol hanesuas l'kayhanim minchas seihem nisrefes. So the halacha is this her mincha, this seite, somehow is related to her husband, and since it's related to her husband, it takes on the halacha of a minchas kayin, and the minchas kayin has to be kuloi nisrefes. We'll see about Rashi in a second how Rashi explains the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara after the Mishnah, Tana Rabbanon. Kol ha-nesuas l'kohune min choseyes nisrofes. Ketzat, koyhenes leviyah v'yisraelis shenosis l'koyim. Any person who's married to a koyim, shenosis l'koyim. Yidah haloche, ein min choson necheles, mipnei sheyesh loy chelek bo. Because he has some connection to that carbon. So since he has a connection to the carbon, ve'eina oy l'kolo, but at the same time, there seems to be a problem because she's not a koyin. So really then, her chelik should not go up onto the mizbeach because she has a chelik in the carbon and she's not a koyin. So the husband has a chelik in because he's the husband. She's not a koyin. She's a regular person. She's a zohar. So therefore, she has no, any mincha that she would personally bring would be brought and you'd make a kmitza, and the shirayim would be regular. This is a kahuna din. He's the kohen. So there's some sort of an issue here. Mipnei sheyesh lechelbo. Elo, ha-kemitz krav ba'atzmoy, v'am shirayim krevim ba'atzmoy. You make a kmitza, and now you separate the shirayim from the kmitza. And then you burn both of them on the mizbeach. Both the kemitz and the shirayim. Because it has to have a kmitza because of her. It has to be completely burnt without a kmitza because of him. So we have a problem. So what do? We try to accomplish both. We make the kmitza, we separate the shirayim, and then we put it up onto the mizbeach. Zog the gemore. Shram krim batzman. Frek the gemore. Ikri kan kol shehu mimenu leishim. Harehu bebal taktiru. If someone would take a regular mincha, take off a kmitza and have shirayim, put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and then take the shirayim on the mizbeach, he's over a lav. You're not allowed to put garbage, you're not allowed to put things that don't belong on the mizbeach onto the mizbeach. That's a lav. Bal taktiru. You're only allowed to put up onto the mizbeach things that are supposed to be on the mizbeach. On the tzad that it's shirayim, on the tzad it's the koyin. So then it's supposed to be on the mizbeach. And it's not shirayim. But on the tzad that it's the ishas, so then it's shirayim. If it's shirayim, you shouldn't put it up onto the mizbeach. Omar Yehuda b'Reid Reb Shimon ben Pazi Nemasik luhu l'shem eitzim. There's one exception to the rule of putting things up onto the Mizbeach. You need fire on the Mizbeach. So they put fuel. There was always a continuous fuel on the Mizbeach. So when they put up these Shirayim, they would put up the Shirayim l'shem eitzim. So Rashi says, l'shem eitzim. We just said you have to put it up in case it's the Kohen's Mincha. And if it's the Kohen's Mincha, you have to put it up together. You have to put it up as a thing. Zokt Rashi, a few lines from the wide lines of Rashi, the Mazgul Shem Eisen. The name of Hochi. And this is what the Kohen who puts it on the Mizbeach says. Im ru'uyim hein lahakter. If it's supposed to be the halacha that you should be makter it, and we're looking at it as a Kohen's Mincha. V'loi hoiser royal likmoitz. Kedin Minchas Kohen. So this is all part of the Mincha and supposed to be put up onto the Mizbeach. Harezu Aktora. Lishma, it's a good Aktora. Ukmitza, loy mailed, v'loi meredes. It's garnished, the Kmitzas. It didn't happen. V'im ruya hoiser likomets. If we look at it from the Isha's perspective, the Elu Shioreho, and these are really Shirayim, Harei Hein Kishar Atzei Hamarocha. So then, let that Mincha be perceived as Eitzim, as wood. And then you're allowed to put it up. Zokt Rashi, Rashi's learning the Gemara. The Gemara is really not sure. What is the din of this Mincha? This is not a hybrid Mincha. This is a Mincha of a Lomda Shishayla. We don't know how we perceive this mincha. Do we perceive this mincha as the husband's mincha? And therefore, if it's the husband's mincha, so the halacha is, it's a mincha's kohen, because he's a kohen. And then you weren't supposed to take over a kmitza, you were supposed to put it totally onto the mizbeach. Or do we look at it, it's a mincha saito, we look at it from the isha's perspective, and we say, we have to make a kmitza, and there's shirayim, so we don't know what to do, it's a shailul halacha. We partially don't know what to do. And it's a shaila with very strong ramifications. Because if you do it wrong, you're right for a lav. You're putting something illegal on the Mizbeach. Zog de Gemore, according to Rashi, you make a t'nai, v'neima. Before you put it up, you say, if it's supposed to be from the Kohen's perspective, I'm putting it up. If it's supposed to be from the Isha's perspective, then the Kmitza, the Kohimitz, is the Kohimitz. But the rest is Eitzim, and I'm putting it up. Toysis, the Ramas, the Maskel Shum Eitzim, argues on Rashi, which I don't know. It's a Toysis holds it's a hybrid. There's both dinim to it. And you have to have both kavonos at the same time. And he says, you don't need a t'nai, he argues on Rashi. Rashi learns clearly. Toysis agrees that if it would be like Rashi, you would make a t'nai. Toysis disagrees in the reading of the Gemara, which I don't want to spend that extra time talking to Toysis. We're going to stay concentrated on Rashi's Shita. So Rashi says, you put it up, and you put it up with a t'nai. If it's supposed to be the Kohen's, it's a regular haktorah. If it's not supposed to be the Kohen, I don't want to be over. So I make a t'nai. So this Rashi is telling us that it's possible to make such a t'nai. I could make a t'nai and say, either it's this way, or it's this way, and I'm making a t'nai. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Tov Pei Tes. A person comes to shul, and it's during Sfiras Ha'ema. And there used to be people who used to count Sfiras Ha'ema a little early, because there's some shittas that hold, you're allowed to count Sfiras Ha'ema before it gets dark. And when they would daven Mincha Ma'ariv, early Mincha Ma'ariv, they would count Sfira. Zok to Mechaber, but there's a guy who is there with the tzibur, he wants to count Svira when it's for sure a good time to count Svira. So the Machaba paskins, and he says, I'm espalalim at tzibur mi ba'od yayim, moini imohem, b'loi brocha. Listen, you hold it a shayla alocha. You might not be able to count Svira then. Count with them without a brocha. V'im yiskar b'layla, but if you remember later at night to count Svira, Im Yiskar Balayla, let me just read it again. Yivarech v'yispar. When he reminds himself, he should count again with a bracha. Zog to Mogen Avram. What do you mean he could count again with a bracha? He might have counted already. We have a shaila if his original counting is a good counting. So the ganze feine Yidden who counted early. No, of us, he wants to be machmer and say he wants to count when it's for sure a good counting. So what does he do? He counts now without a bracha, and he counts later with a bracha. Fake the Mogen Avram. He already counted. So if he already counted, his second counting is no good. So if it's no good, so therefore, how can he make a bracha? Zogt Mogen Avram, er macht a tnai. Und er sagt, when I'm counting, if I remember, I don't want this counting to be a counting, if I'll remember later. If I never remember, then I want this counting to be a counting. So Mele kenach mach a tnai. Und Zogt Mogen Avram, and I can make such a tnai. Because mitzvahs are tzriches kavona. Because mitzvahs are tzriches kavona, I'm allowed to make such a tnai with my kavona. So the Mefarshim ask on the Mogen Avram, what's wrong? I go over to an Isha, I'm a Kaddish an Isha with a tnai. I say, I'm a Kaddish you if it's going to rain tomorrow. That's the whole Masechta Gedushin. I'm a Kaddish an Isha, al menas, this and this. There's Mishpatei HaTnoyim. We learn out in the Torah from B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain. You can make a tnai. Why does the Mogen Avram have to come in? Because we hold mitzvahs tzriches kavona. That's why we could go do it. Why could you go do it? Why does he need a reason? Zogen the achreinim doin yontif noch zum sefer. It's abeferish gemara. Because the Mogen Avram is bavoning abeferish gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos daf kuf vav omid aleph. One of the ways of Isha falls to Yibum. And you don't want to do Yibum, so you do Chalitza. So the Baal, the Yobam, has to go and do a Maisa Chalitza. So he goes and he does a Maisa Chalitza, and she's Chalitz. What happens when he makes the Maisa Chalitza? He says, I'm making this Maisa Chalitza, al menas shetitnu li mosayim zuz. You're going to give me, after the fact, $200. Zog de Gemara, the Chalitza is good, and the Tanai is loymai levelemai. So the Gemara, why is the Tanai lemal v'mar? The milse de less of ishlichus, less of a Tanai. Because anything that cannot be accomplished by a shliach, and you could only do it, and nobody else, what you're doing, you're doing. You cannot get the gain of that through somebody else doing it. There's less of a Tanai. And Rashi says, because it's a plain, flat-out gzeres hakosav. Because when it was by the B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, Moshe Rabbeinu told it straight to the B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, and it was not possible to do Al Yidei Shliach. The Lomdim say that the Gemara means even much deeper. What's the reason you can't make a... What's the reason you can make a T'nai?
Wait, wasn't possible?
Yeah, Rashi says, it's a hard Rashi. Rashi says, on the top Rashi says, Shosem Moshe es Yeshua Shliach Losis Lemes Eretz Gilad Havi tnoi toy v'chol tnoi galoi efshel lasos al yedei shliach v'chalitza ain tnoi boil bo.
Over there, it was possible to give them Eretz Yisrael what they were asking for al yedei shliach. So any time it has to be possible to be accomplished al yedei shliach. Even though you could argue on Rashi exactly what the tnoi was, Rashi says it's not comparable to when Moshe Rabbeinu made the tnoi. Because there, he was able to give them Eretz Yisrael, which was the Maisa, on he made a Tanai, through Yahushua. That's Rashi. But the Lomdim say, there's a different pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is, how do you make a Tanai? You could make a Tanai when you're the Balabas. I'm creating something. I'm being Makadish and Isha. So, it's my Chalois. It's my act that I want to do. So therefore, since I am creating that fact on the ground, so therefore I can make a shliach to accomplish it. And I could also make a tnai, because ich bin the balabos. So mamela, I could manipulate it, and I could say, there's halachas of tnoyim. The halachas of tnoyim is, k'mishpatei b'nei God and b'nei Ruvain, that we learn in the Moron Ksubis and all over. When something is not possible like the shliach, it's not only because it's not possible like the shliach. Because the reason it's not possible al yedei shliach is because the maise is the ikker. The maise is not doing anything. So by chalitza, it's not I'm the balabas. Since the Torah needs him to do it exactly, so it's the maise chalitza which is mater. So you cannot impede it with any t'nai, because you're not the balabas. That's milsa de lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tnai. So chalitza, you can't do all yidei shliach, so you can't have a t'nai. Zogin da achreinim. Compared to Yisrael, he was able to give them Eretz Yisrael through Yeshua. Okay, that's a Zohar Drashi.
But it's a Maisa.
No, it's not, but it's a Chalitza. No, it's a Schia. It's like a Kenyan. Moshe Rabbeinu, if he wouldn't be makne to them, they wouldn't get it. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu just has to bang and then it belongs to them. He has to be makne to them, Eretz Yisrael. But leave that aside a second. Zok me'azei. Zok techsam sefer. And oinig yontif. What's a mitzvah? A mitzvah is a pesach alois. I take a lulav. So I have to take a lulav. So now, I pick up the lulav. The Eibishter wants on Sukkot morning, you should pick up a lulav. You picked up a lulav. So a person's going to say, how about tonight? I don't want to be yikes a lulav unless this and this happens. The Eibishter goes out, I eat. Man, picks up the lulav. He picks up the, you picked up the lulav. First pass, it's Milsa the lesser of Shlichus. I can't have somebody else pick up the lula for me, and I can't have somebody else. I cannot accomplish this mitzvah unless it's me. Even if somebody else does it, he gets the mitzvah, not me. So I don't have that mitzvah. So it's Milsa the lesser of Shlichus, lesser of a t'nai. So what is it? How could you have a halacha of a t'nai on a mitzvah? It's like there's some sefer and then yomtiv. How could you make a t'nai on Sfir Saima? There's a mitzvah in during these 49 days, every night, to count Sfir Saima. You counted it? So there's Ein Gesund. You counted it.
You have to have
Kavod. Oh, damn, so Tamogan Le'elom, als Hilchis Tanoim in the Maise. You can't have a Tanai, because it's Milsa the Lesser B'Shlichus. There's a new Inyan, and a new issue. The issue is a mitzvah needs Kavonah. If a mitzvah needs Kavonah, I could say, my kavone is only a kavone if this and this is going to happen. If it won't happen, I don't have kavone. So that means it's not the regular bread and butter t'nai that works when you're makadashi isha. That means I have the power to make a t'nai which could negate the maise. The halacha over here is it's a halacha in the kavone. So I only have kavone if what? I'm reserving my kavana. I'm qualifying my kavana, and I'm saying my kavana will only be a kavana to be yitzir a mitzvah if and when this and this happens.
But kavana the mitzvah is ma'akeh, it's not ma'akeh.
No, this my mitzvah shrichas kavana. Zok demogen Avram. Therefore, if your old mitzvah shrichas kavana, you could make a t'nai. Why are you making a t'nai? Not in your mitzvah. You're making a t'nai in your kavana. But if you would be, mitzvahs would be ein tzriches kavoneh, so then the halacha would be, you can't make a t'nai. Why can't you make a t'nai? Because in the ma'isa sfiras ha'omer, you can't make a t'nai. So when mitzvahs ein tzriches kavoneh, you don't have kavoneh, you can't make a t'nai, and therefore what should you do? Therefore the halacha would be, you cannot talk to Mogen Avraham. If you learn according to the Mechaba, that by sfiras ha'omer, mitzvahs would be tzriches kavoneh, so a mele, you can make a t'nai, and you can make a t'nai in kavona. If mitzvahs would be, ain't tzriches kavona. So all you have is a trick in a ma'isa, a dry ma'isa, without any kavona. So then the halacha would be that you can't make a t'nai. We're going to see. We'll see about the kavona lehepach. We'll see why that's not the kavona lehepach. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that by Chalitza, you can't have a T'nai. Why? Because it's not Afshay Dei Shliach, and it's not Afshay Dei Shliach, so there's no T'nai. Listen, you're not allowed to force a guy to make a Chalitza. Chalitza needs Rotzen. And if he doesn't have Rotzen, it's not a good Chalitza. Zolman Zogit, the Zolbazach, for the Mogen Avram. Just like the Mogen Avram says that in the Maisi, you can't have Kavona. But the Mogen Avraham is mechadish that you could have a t'nai in what? In kavoneh. So let's say that to the person who's making the chalitza, make a t'nai in the rotzen. I only have rotzen to do it if she gives me money. If she doesn't give me money, I don't have kavoneh. So I don't have rotzen. So it's almost out. Zok, Zokte Taz, before we get to the teretz of what's the teretz in the Chasam Soif. Zokte Taz, he doesn't bring the Chasam Soif, obviously, that's not chronologically possible, but he says, you know what? I agree. You cannot make a t'nai by Sviris Ha'ima. And by Sviris Ha'ima Mitzvahs, there are no t'noyim. You cannot make a t'nai in Kavona. Zokte Taz, it's disproportionate. Oder the host kavona, oder the host nicht. If you have kavona, you have kavona. So I'm saying, I have kavona if this and this. In your head right now, you have kavona. The host rotzen, so design gesund. That's what you have. You can't make it, oder ahir, oder ahir. The Metzius is, psychologically, you have rotzen. If you have rotzen, you have kavona. So that's it. That's the reason why Milsa the lesser b'shlich is lesser b'tnai. Because when it's rotzen or kavana, you can't make... Tnai has to be a new powerhouse of the Torah, that the Torah created a power of a tnai to be mavatl. Without that power, you can't just control it. Your mind is not so controllable. Someone told me a story that even happened once. They said, just to go off on a tangent for a second, they said in Camp Morris many, many years ago, so you know, guys... Many times you wake up and you're going to go down in the second minyan, but for Shiva guys got to say Kriya Shema before Bisman Kriya Shema. So they would get up, they'd be drinking their coffee, to pick the thing, and they would say Kriya Shema quick, and then they would go back into bed and wake up for the second minyan, for the minyan. So Avuta Rosh Shiva was passing by, and he said, what's going on? He's saying Kriya Shema. So they said, yeah, Mizon Kriya Shema mitatnai. In case we're going to make it to the good minyan, so this won't be the real Kriya Shema. But in case we make it to the minyan on time. So the Rosh Hashiva said back, oh, azah kabol so mar shamayim mitatnai. First of all, yeah, I'm saying, he meant to say like, oh, this is a kabol so mar shamayim, oh, this is nish. Tadas machana kabol so mar shamayim. This is a halt the taz, what's coming? How could you famish it? And his raya is from the Gemara. He doesn't bring the raya, but that's the raya. From the Gemara b'negeya in the inyan of Chalitza. See, he holds in Ratzah. Frege chakash ha-papafei ha-shirai. Our Gemara. Bo shteit nun zur Gemara. A person brings a mincha, and it's not supposed to be. That part of the shirayim is not supposed to be shirayim. It's supposed to be shirayim. On the tzad that it's not a minchas koyim. And you put it up onto the mizbeach. So you put it up onto the mizbeach. So really, it's you're having in mind that it should be a good carbon. Why are you having in mind it should be a carbon? On the tzad, that it's a koyin's carbon. So you're having in mind. So I think, come on, nay, ich mach ha tnai, that maybe it's l'shem eitzim. What's for ha tnai? You're having kavana to do it l'shem,
no.
L'shem carbon. No, so he's doing it l'shem that. No, boss, he's also having l'shem. So that means in a l'shem, you can have a t'nai. How could you have a t'nai in a l'shem? Bishleim, if it would be a t'nai, a carbon that goes up is good. Stumble l'shma is good. So now you could put it up, and you're allowed to say it's automatically good. What are you coming? You say, no, I'm having a t'nai. On the tzad, it's good. I'm having kavana. On the tzad, it's not good. I'm having opposite kavana. Taz state, not like the Mogen Avraham, that you can't do it. So if you can't do it, a mincha, you see that you can have some sort of a dual citizenship in your head, and you could say that you're having a kavana, two kavanas happening simultaneously. Okay. Yes or no? And then what? You can make a t'nai. So it's raya to the Mogen Avraham. But if it's a raya to the Mogen Avraham, A, it's a raya connected to Taz. But B, what's to the Mogen Avraham? This should be daima to the halacha of Chalitza, and just like the Chalitza of Rotzen, it should be the same thing. So the kid said the Gemara is dead.
The Gemara is not telling him what he wants, what he doesn't want. He doesn't know what halacha is.
Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, v'neima, he has to make a t'nai. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says he has to put it up, and he has to be masik it, l'shem eitzim, with a t'nai, but if it has to be a carbon, I'm doing it for a carbon. Stay to klar that you can do a halacha. So granted, this kasha has a third kasha. I just have to tell you one thing. I used to always see shilas. Reb Moshe Shtamlich Shlit, the rabbi of Yerushalayim, in Ma'arim Zmanim, when I was young, used to learn a lot of Ma'arim Zmanim. Every single kasha he has is always two kashas. He always asks, he's gevaldig along the shikashas, and then he always asks the kasha at the end, ulepele shalei reisi shem irim kain. I always have another kasha. I don't see anybody ask this kasha. So I'm also bothered by that. I didn't see anybody ask this kasha. Why isn't it zugestellt to the Mogen Avraham? That the Mogen Avraham and the Taz, unless you have to be machalik, kachim, maybe kachim is different, maybe lishma is different, but I'm talking about in a very plain, simple reading. Over here you could have a lishma for both, and by kavana and rotsin you can't. The Mogen Avraham says you could by kavana, which you're going to have to go back to explain to Mogen Avraham. But according to the Taz holds, that you cannot have dual kavanas, not by kavanas mitzvah, and obviously not by the rotsin of chalitza. So l'chayra by a korban should be the same thing.
When you're making a tznai, the two kavanas are opposites. If it's like this, I don't want to be like this. Yeah, you know what it is. It could be the shmok be like this. Whatever halacha is.
No, if it has to be, if it's an isha's korban, I don't want it to be a korban. I want it to be eitzim. If it's a kohen's korban, I want it to be korban. That's what I want it to be.
Well, the what? Control
right, maybe over here, eitzim.
Right. Right,
here it's here, there's a shem eitzim. Yeah, the only reason I wouldn't, oh, I hear what you're saying. The reason I want to say it is because l'shem eitzim does not make a carbon not a carbon. You still have to make it ois carbon. It's not enough of a l'shem eitzim. But I hear it's possible to say such a thing. But the need to do it, the need to do it would be a thing, right? What?
Still oil was maya.
Right, you're putting it up on mizbeah.
So it's not a negative kavana. It's not a negative kavana. The kavana, if.
But how could you still have to? Yeah, okay. I want to say a little different. In order to be magim.
Why do you say that
Rotsin can't have tonight? Dor steht in Taz, yes, and the Chassam said in the Gemara. Dor steht in the Gemara.
Okay, but you want to say Sfarah, because Rotsin can't have it. Why?
Because if you have Rotsin...
I only want it if I'm going to get $200. Why?
Because you don't need Rotsin that you want it. You need Rotsin for the Maisa. You did it. You did a Maisa Heter of Chalitza. You can't... We can't say what you want. It's a... Sorry, Chassam. In order to explain it, I want to be Magdum one more Kasha.
There's a big difference. Yeah. There's a big difference. In this case, what I want is there's no chiyuv carbon here, there's no chiyuv to makrav it. I don't want I don't want it to be a carbon. That's different when you said when you're trying.
No, but
to
I do also want it. I also want it in case it's the other way. I don't want it only.
No, that's right, and that's what you can't do. You can't do a ma'isa mitzvah that you're aware it's a mitzvah, and at the same
one
time,
second. I hear what you're saying. One second. So in order to do it, I want to be Magdil. Bemis, it's a Beferish Gemara. And we do, all of us, or most of us, do it once a year, unwittingly. But that's what we're doing. The Gemara has a Shaila. What are you supposed to do in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah on Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara, Shmini Atzeres is a big problem in Chutz Laaretz. Are you supposed to sit in the Sukkah because it's the Suffolk of the seventh day of Sukkot? But besides that, it's the suffix of the seventh day of Sukkot, it might independently be Shmini Atzeres. So it's Shmini Atzeres, which you don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But it might also be the seventh day, which is the last day of Chol HaMoed, again. So we don't know what to do. So the Gemara says, but it's not so pushy. So just sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and you cover all your bases. So the Gemara, no, because if a person sits an extra day in the Sukkah, so then what he's doing, he's over Baal Taisif. So if he's over Baal Taisif, he's over the Yisr of Baal Taisif. So sitting in the Sukkah creates a tremendous problem. So the Gemara, nay, he's supposed to sit in the Sukkah, Yisif Yasminon, Bruch Elayim Abachim. So therefore he sits in the Sukkah and he doesn't make a bracha. Zogt Rashi, in Mesechtes Erevin. So what's the difference? What are you gaining? It still might be Baal Taisif. You have a problem. Zogt Rashi in Masechtas Erev and Daf Tzad Vav Amir Dik Rashi. Rashi says, really, if someone's Yoshon B'Sukkah B'Shmini gets Malkus for Baal Taisif. If someone eats in Eretz Yisrael or sleeps in the Sukkah, it's an Isra Baal Taisif, And if he's sitting there for sukkah purposes, yeah, what else? Zok Rashi in the Ramas Lavoid, the Moisim Shemina Rashi. Va'anan, aber mir sitzen in der sukkah, meisif yasvinan b'shmini b'safik shvi, lichat chila. Elo shaloi b'zmanoi b'loi kavona, laftois. You have to do, you have to have kavona to be able to this. You have to be doing it with kavona's mitzvah. If you're there sleeping because it's cool outside, it's no problem. Lav toisu. Ulahochi sharinon. The ishmini hu. Loi mechaveninon la mitzvah. Sukkah. I have to sit in the sukkah and the sukkah is oi tzizich. If today is sukkahs, I'm sitting l'shem sukkah. If today is shmini atzeres, I'm not sitting l'shem sukkah. And therefore, chmachat t'nai. Now, why all of us don't make that tonight? Well, is because it's built in. I guess it's butla daitoi to the chachamim. But every yid sitting in the sukkah, according to Rashi, is in fact really saying and making a pronouncement. And he's saying, if it's sukkahs, I'm sitting in the sukkah. If it's not sukkahs, I'm just, what do they call it today? I'm chilling in the sukkah. Right? I'm chilling in the sukkah. So therefore, that's what I'm doing. I'm chilling in the sukkah. So maybe it's a taste of the drashi. It's a tanai. Grada agav urcha. I'm chassidim, don't sit in the sukkah. A lot of chassidim. They used to sit in the sukkah. Shema Tzeres. I once thought this rashi is really the answer. Because bizman hazeh, we know Shmini Atzeres is not. So what would we have to, in fact, according to Rashi, be doing? You'd only say one side of it. I am not sitting in the sukkah. The other people, the guy came in the sukkah, and he said, I am chilling in the sukkah. That sounds absurd. We're going to the sukkah to that just to be me saying
something.
By
the time the Gemara was
in the time of the Gemara, it depends when and which time of the Gemara.
When
right, so that's why it would be sure. But Lamaise Rashi says, He means Rashi. Al Koponim, Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara would be that it's possible to make a Tanai in Kavona. Because if it wouldn't be possible to make a Tanai in Kavona, so how could it be Yesuf Yasvina Brochum Arachina? Shvektoin Yotif is Arai connecting the Taz. How could the Taz argue that we're going to have Rome? Sabafirush Gemara was get the Yi, Tut Keseda, was Tutta, as it's in the Sukkah Shriat says, when they make that Tanai according to Rashi. Now there are other Shitas who are showing their whole, since Toysvah, since the Chachoma made a Takona to sit Shriat says, so you're not over Baal Toysvah. It's not mashm like that in the Gemara. And also Rashi doesn't learn that way. And Tosfos Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, which I don't want to belabor, Tosfos agrees with Rashi in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah in a different place. Other places, he argues on Rashi. In a few places, he's maskim to Rashi. So therefore, the halacha would be that you can make a Tanai. If you can make a Tanai, it should be the halacha. So Bekitzel, let's just to reiterate. Go back. The Mogen Avraham says you can have a kavona b'tanai, and therefore you can out for yourself of a Tanai. The Taz argues and he says you can't. The Chassam Sofer is masber the Taz because it's daima lechalitza. And by chalitza, you can't have a tanai in rotzen. So lechayra, the Taz is going to compare kavona to rotzen. Therefore the Taz holds you can't do it. The shayla is, we have the shayla from our Gemara, Masech Seita, that it's mashma, that in kavona for which korban, eitzim or not, would be shaykh at tonight. And B, we have a question from the Gemara that Toinig Yontav asks from this day. So I wanted to say like this, just to give a little food for thought to be able to address this question. What's the Svara Taka in the Mogen Avraham? It's a Beferishi Gemara. The Gemara says on Rotzen you can't. So the Chassam Sofer explains it, and he explains it in his language, but in today's language, because we can explain it a little in our lingo. And it goes like this. When somebody has to do something, a chalitz, he has to do it, he has to have a rotz. What is the power that is mata the isha? That what's mata the isha is not his rotz, is mata the isha. The maisa chalitza is mata the isha. Just there's a condition. It has to be a maisa chalitza willingly. If it's not a willing Maisa Chalitza, so then she can't become Mutter. But the actual Matir is the Maisa Chalitza Ba'atzma. That's the Maisa Chalitza. It's like, it's the Maisa. There's a Halucha. In order for her to get free, you need that to be a Maisa Beratzen, and it can't be forced upon him. But that's not the Matir. The Matir is the Chalitza. When someone does a When someone does a Maisa Mitzvah, and you hold Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona, Kebeklarna Chakir, what's the pshat when you'd have Kavona to do a Mitzvah? According to the Mandoma, you have to have Kavona to do a Mitzvah. Is it the pshat? The Maisa Mitzvah, taking the Lulav from Sukkot's morning, that's the Mitzvah. So the Halacha, that you also have to have Kavona. In order, it has to be like Chalitza. It has to be with Kavona. In order to be Makayim the Mitzvah, in order to have the Mitzvah register in my account, in Shemayim, I have to have Kavon. Other name. Other Sasach Melamdish. Kavon is not the Pshat. It's just a way that I get credit for the Mitzvah. You have to take a Lulav. The Lulav has to be green. The Lulav has to be whole. The Lulav has to belong to you. There's halachas in the Lulav. The Lulav has to look green. It has to not be dry. It has to be not clipped on top. You have to have kavana. If you don't have kavana, you didn't take the lulav. The mitzvah is lulav be kavana. And if you don't have kavana, hast du nicht genommen kein lulav. Du hast nicht getan die mitzvah. Das ist nicht kein meister mitzvah bachlau. And if you have kavana, if there's no kavana, there's no meister mitzvah. What's the raya to that second side? Because the halacha is if you hold mitzvah, tzrich es kavana. In order to be Oivah Baal Toysif, you have to have Kavona. That means, if you hold Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona, if you take a Lulav on a day when it's not, if you Oivah Baal Toysif, that means you took an extra min together with the Dal Minim. If you didn't have Kavona, if Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona, you did it without Kavona, you're not Oivah Baal Toysif. Frek Yip Chaim, I'm not looking to be Yoitz. You can't be Yoitz at a Mitzvah with the orange. You took the Dal Minim and an orange. So he said, I want to be Makar, I want to do the mitzvah. See, Oiv about Toysif. If it's mitzvah, that's only if you had Kavona to do the mitzvah. If you didn't have Kavona to do the mitzvah, you're not Oiv. Frank the Chaim, Kaim the mitzvah? It's absurd. You can't be Makar in the mitzvah with an orange. So why would Kavona impede Baal Toysif? Zok the Chaim, brought by Shlomo Haimel, Lusha Shlomo, as mitzvah is Kavona, the Kavona is part and parcel of the Maisa mitzvah. It's not some condition. In order to be Yotze the mitzvah, you need kavone. Without kavone, you didn't do the mitzvah. You took a stick. You didn't take a lulav. You didn't do it. So it's not like chalitza. Chalitza, when you do it, you did a maisa chalitza. In order, there's a condition. In order for the heter to be chal, you need what? You need that there should be rotz. Masha enkex, we need rotz. Masha enkex over here, with the mandomar kavone. So you could say a tzad, at least it could be two tzadim. But one side of the kavona would be that kavona somehow identifies the mitzvah. That's what defines the mitzvah, and it defines the mitzvah by having kavona. Imkain, you could understand it very well.
Why should you say that difference?
Because mitzvahs are tzrichas kavona. On kavona is garnish. On kavona is ke mitzvah. Tzrich ke mitzvah. No, but chalitza, maybe it's just a maisa rotz, a maisa. The rotzin is not what's makarish hard. It's not the rotzin. The rotzin is, the maisa is what does it. It's just, so chazoi. In Cain, the pshat would be like this. In a rotzin, you can't have two tzadim. Because nothing happens with the rotzin. You did the maisa. Did you do the Maisa willingly? You did the Maisa willingly. You cannot categorize the Maisa. You cannot qualify it. It was done, and you had Ratzin to do it. You don't even need to have Ratzin to make a Chalitza for her, that she should become free. You wanted to do on this Isha, who you knew she was your Yavama Chalitza. So you did it. And you did it willingly. You didn't do it with a Maisa Kaif Balma, as just as a monkey doing it. You did it. So therefore, you did the Maisa. So you can't qualify it, because if you wanted, if you did it, you did it. You knew you were doing it, doing it. Good, you wanted to say, if I wouldn't, I wouldn't have wanted. You wanted because you did it. By Kavona, since Kavona is a Pesach Lom de Shazach, and it's part of the mitzvah itself, So the Mogen Avraham held that kavon is different. Kavona is something which becomes part of the mitzvah, so it becomes almost, I did the ma'isa or I didn't do the ma'isa. So I could say, did I do it or did I not do it? So on that I can make a t'nai. I can make a t'nai in my kavona, and you can say that the kavona, I only have this kavona if this and this will happen. So therefore, that's not 100% clear, the chiluk, but there's a makom to be machalik. And you could say that kavona is more of a lomdashizach part of the mitzvah, and therefore, in that, I can put a t'nai. So just one second. It'll come out. This is the machlik, is the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. The Taz is going to hold every kavana is like rotzi. Kavana is it's just a way to be makai in the mitzvah. And therefore, just like rotzi, you can't make a t'nai. Kavana, you can't make a t'nai. The Mogen Avraham, but halten. As kavon is different, kavon is as a lom de shizach, and in this lom de shizach can about a zogach yitz tazoy. When someone does a mitzvah that is not at the, that it's not supposed to be done, lo marshal, what we said on Shmini Atzeres, if it's really Shmini Atzeres, sitting in the sukkah on not Shmini Atzeres is gonish. Sinish kem maisi yeshiva sukkah on its face, it's not a maisi yeshiva. What gives it meaning? Only the kavana lemitzvah. Without kavana lemitzvah, it is garnished. Over there, the Taz would agree that kavana is shenalomdish kavana. That kavana has to somehow take control of that ma'aseh mitzvah. So therefore, to make it into a ma'aseh mitzvah, there the Taz would agree with the Mogen Avraham that a t'nai would be able to apply. Because that kavana is not a rotzen. It's not enough just to have a rotzen to do that for the mitzvah. You have to inject that maise with the garb of a mitzvah. And how do you do that? You do that through maise mitzvah. You do that through kavana. And therefore, haltetaz, even when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, you'll be able to have kavana. You'll be able to have that kavana with a t'nai. So therefore, it'll be miyushiv. The Taz is going to learn just like the Mogen Avraham. He'll argue with the Mogen Avraham. And he holds Kavona is equatable to Rotzen. So now by Rotzen you can't have T'nai. So too by Kavona you can't have T'nai. Why by Shmini Atzeres you could have T'nai? Because Shmini Atzeres, the Kavona is a Lunda Shazach. So Memele, you could go and do it. In pain, is a Gishmak. Maybe the Gemara is possible to answer. On the tzad, that this is not supposed to be a carbon. So if you want to be over with it, you have to bring it for a carbon. So therefore, you need that, it's a kavana. You need to make it into a carbon. Because on the, if not, you wouldn't be over the yisr. On the tzad, that it's an isha's carbon. So that part of the carb, the mincha, was not supposed to be brought. If it was not supposed to be brought, so then you need your kavana. So therefore, you can make a t'nai in that kavana. You can make a t'nai in the kavana because there's a tzad that it would not be. Just in order to finish off, I just must say this over. There was an unbelievable yid. Everybody knows about Rabbi Yosef Engel. People heard about Rabbi Yosef Engel. No, before I get to that, I just want to say this happens to us very often. People say this like by the Seder Pesach at night. You eat the matzah and you eat Shulchan Erech. And it comes from Shulchan Aruch, everyone's looking at their watches. They're not up to Afi Kaven. So now Afi Kaven, according to one man Dama, has to be Chatzis. So Mizok does the Avnenezer, the Yemma Gishmak Eitz. But the Avnenezer, in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, take a kazayis of matzah and eat it. For Afi Kaven. Say, if the halach is like Rebbe Lezer, so the halach is at Chatzis, I want this to be the Afi Kaven. If the halach is not like Rebbe Lezer, I'm allowed to wait till later. I don't know how to be afi kaima. So if that's true, then it's very good. Then just wait 5 minutes after you ate this afi kaima. Because according to Rebbe Lezer, ein maftir nachar pesach afi kaima stops at chatzos. So there's no isser after chatzos. So you eat 5 minutes before chatzos, wait till chatzos. Now I'm allowed to eat later. Why am I allowed to eat later? Because now According to this tzad, that it's later, I never ate afikoyman. So mela, I'm allowed to eat afterwards, and therefore I could make a tnai. According to what we're saying, according to the Taz, you can't make this tnai. Why can't you make the tnai? Because on a mitzvah you can't make a tnai. Because how could you have kavona? I had kavona of afikoyman, so it should stop me even for later. So the belt says over from the Briskerov that you don't need a tnai. And they say over that the Briskerov said he agreed with the reasoning of the Avni Nezer, that if the Chatzois, according to Rebbe Lezer, there's no such halacha, but he said, but if you don't need it tonight, so even if it's Afrikoiman, I'll eat later, and then I'll eat again Afrikoiman. But I'll kapon him, but if you learn like the Avni Nezer, that it would be halacha of tonight, we'd have to shtim it, maybe we could think it through, that it wouldn't be this man Afrikoiman, maybe it would work out with Ashtar Kapon. But I just want to get... Right, so there's a bunch of different places in Shulchan Aruch that we disagree with the Taz. We have places by Kriya Shema, where the Mishnah Berurah brings it. We have places by putting on tefillin with Rabbeinu Tam. There's many, many places where we would have to work on to...
Why not put on tefillin with it?
Oh, you mean the same, why don't we do it? I hear. It's a little quiet. So just one last night, rather, when I said the Chumashir, I said over Maisa from Yosef Engel, that they say that when Rav Huttner was traveling in one of the places, he came to Wien or Krakow, might have been Krakow, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, who was the Mechabad Asim the Reis, and many Svarim, and the Bulduka, Lomdik Svarim, and he wanted to see him. He was like a stopover. They arranged a few Bachrim, they'll be there to stop over to see, maybe they'd just like to see Gedolei Yisrael to talk to them. So he wanted to go in. He was a Mafurs in Rabbi Yosef Engel, Amurik Alamdu. So he went into the they got the address, they got a taxi, and they went quickly to his house. They only had like a half hour, 45 minute stop with the trains. So they got there, they knocked on the door of his house. His wife answered, the Rebbetzin, and the Rebbetzin answered and said that Rabbi Yosef Engel, they want to see Rabbi Yosef Engel, a few bachim from Slabodka, they want to see Rabbi Yosef Engel. So she said, Rabbi Yosef Engel, she doesn't sleep at night, he's resting now, he's sleeping now for a half hour. So wait. They said, we can't wait because we're leaving. She said, I can't wake him up. So they said, you know what? We just want to see him sleeping. We just want to see him sleeping. Listen, we came so far. We just want to see his tzura. Achsidish Shazaf. We want to see his tzura. She said, I want to see him sleep. Sinishdovos is in. Sinishdovos is in. They said, Fud, we want to see him. So she opened the door. She took him in. He was in the living room, laying on a couch, and he was sleeping. And as he was sleeping on the couch, his hands were moving in Lomdis. You know, he was lumdaming in his sleep. So they said, they went away, mamash, from Gvaldik Espilus. And I always add, as parenthetically, and I said, and she thought everybody sleeps that way. Because she said, Sinishnovas is in. He never even got any comment from his wife for it. Anyway, so Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of his svarim that he wrote, was a sefer Gvura Shmoinim. Gvura Shmoinim was on this blot in the Gemara, he wrote, on one kasha, 80 terutzim. What was his kasha? He writes the whole kasha. The sefer is of 100, 200 pages, and I have got a, happen to be the first print right here with me. I bought it, first or second print of the Gemara Shmoinim. But he says, Shamati Makshim. There's one man, the Omar, in the Gemara who holds that when you bring a carbon to the Mizbeah, to the Beis Hamikdash, you give it over to the Kahanim. The Kahanim bring the carbon. Now, two people are allowed to be mafagel. The Kohen, if he's mafagel, it passes the carbon. He says, I'm an ass, lizrek lamocha. And the Kohen is allowed to be mafagel, and the Bailim could be mafagel. Even the person who just handed it over, if he thinks, I'm an ass, lecha lamocha, or whatever he thinks, would also passel the carbon, and that would also be a pickle. Frecht, Rabbi Yosef Engel, according to our Gemara, that we're saying, our Mishnah, that the Isha might very well have a part in the Minchas Seiter. That means we're clearing in our Gemara, in our Mishnah. Does it belong to the Isha, and therefore you have to have a Koimitz, a Kmitza, and Shirayim, or does it belong to her husband by a Koim? But that means in every situation of a Minchas Seiter, there's this question. Does it belong, is the Bailim the Isha, or is the Bailim the husband? So now, every Isha is in the Seita Parsha, very uncooperative. I mean, why should she be cooperative? Her life is at stake. So she has, the halacha is, if you don't bring the mincha, the mayim ha-ma'irim don't work. So the mayim ha-ma'irim, she has a simple way. Every time she hands over the mincha Seita, she should say, al menas lecha lamacha. And then she says, Alvanas Lachamacha, it's Mefagel the Karma. If it's Mefagel the Karma, it trips up the whole thing, and we never have a Parashat site. On this question, Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote 80 terutzim, and he wrote a sefer called Gvura Shmeinim. In his teretz number 71, till 71, the Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, how does Pigel work? Pigel works al menas. So what do you say? Al menas. Al menas sounds to him like a tanai. So that means when the Koyin is making his zrika, if he's saying al menas lecha lemachar, so then what? It's an almanas which can't take place. So therefore that passels the carbon. And that's why the Torah said Yechayiv Karas. Because he went and he passels the carbon. So what he did was, he did a t'nai in his maisa. So he made a t'nai. It's Muslim, Shlil, t'nai. He doesn't know, whatever, he has to work it out. But it would work as a t'nai. So Yosef Engel, Sim Kane, how does a Bailam's t'nai ever work? Bishleim and a Koyin is doing something. So he's saying, I'm being Zayrik the Dam, almanas, something that can't be good. So therefore you could say it trips it up and it's no good. Every Bailam who brings a carbon, how do the Bailam have Machsheves Pigel? What kind of almanas could the Bailam have? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, the only partnership the Bailam have with the carbon is their Rotzen. They have to give the carbon and want the carbon to be brought. So now they could make a T'nai in their Rotzen. And therefore when the Bailam is thinking almanas, he could always say, I'm almanas, because if not, I don't want it to be brought. If I don't want it to be brought, so that's how he can make pigle. He's not making pigle in the maisa, he's making an almanas, a pigle, in his rotzen. So I just took to be a Svengel, gewaldig in the welt. That's for sure, the mincha saita might be her carbon, but it's brought by al-karcha. Because if it's not brought, that's the whole essence of saita, that it's against her will. So she's a bailim without rotzen. Therefore he wants to say, the halacha of pigle, of bailim, would not apply to a mincha saita. So the ganze Rabbi Yosef Engel seems to be farkat from what we were saying. We were saying that in Rotzen, everybody is moida. There's no t'nai. Why the only tzad that there is Rotzen is in a maisa with kavana. That is a t'nai, is a maisa with kavana. The machlokes is the Taz and the Morgan Avraham. Is there kavana or is there Rotzen? So therefore, the halacha would have to be, that it would be a, I would have to be Ma'ayan, and this would be Yosef Engel. He has two or three truths in Ma'ayan Aleph and Ayan Beis about based on this question, and we'd have to be Ma'ayan very strong. What would he would do with this, with what we were saying over from the Gemara with Chalitza, with the way that some Sofer and Doinig Yom Tov learn it, and that would be. I'd just like to fair ois, I saw Moirudikas Nois Desha, that's a Likud from the Tyrus of the Avinezer. Now, Avinezer says that one of the things he's supposed to teach a child is the Mishnah in Masechta Kedushin, is he supposed to teach a child how to learn, how to have an umnes, he's supposed to teach him how to swim. So everyone knows how to swim. It's very nice to know how to swim. Well, why is that from the top three things that you're supposed to be a mechanach child? So some say, it's even a farshim, but that they used to do a lot of work through the shipping industry, so knowing how to swim was life and death. So if you would get shipwrecked, you would have to know how to swim. So Avinezer, he thinks the Gemara, the Mishnah is telling us something very is allegorically, and the Mishnah is telling us something that teaches a lesson that you have to teach in life. When somebody goes to learn how to swim, what's the first thing they teach you? They teach you how to swim, how to keep your head above the water. You must keep your head above the water, and if you don't keep your head above the water, you can't swim. You can only swim a short amount. Treading water, swimming with your head, that's the basis of knowing how to swim. A human being to be able to breathe and move in the water at the same time. He said a father has to teach his son, life is not a straight line. There's a lot of different things that happen. But sometimes the main objective that you have to be able to keep your life is keep your head above the water. You have to keep your head above the nisyanus. The Kotzker Rebbe said, Yegia kapecha toicha lechem. It has to be Yegia kapecha. It has to be the labor of your hands. The cup, daf bleib ma ben teyer. The cup, daf bleib ma a choshev yid. Arbet, daf ben arbet, daf daf erlich, daf wissen was ma arbet. Aber daf halten the cup. That it should be above the water. We see this week's parasha, Yan Kavina put a marzev, and he put the rocks. Rashi says he put them around his head. Yan Kavina understood he had to protect his head, both figuratively and literally and figuratively. He had to make sure that the that his protection would be his head. So the Maisa, just Shtaltzu is, I once heard it from a Rebbe of mine, Michael Shor Kanshlita. He said that Blaib Malam was once out of Hasheva Brachas. Take just one more minute. And it was out of Sheva Brachas, and it was somebody there, a Bach who was in Yeshiva, and the Bacher was marrying somebody who was going out to work. So somebody had spoken over there, one of the other Rabbonim or Rebbes had spoken, he said, Sidoch HaGemore, the Gemore state Chaneich, was made sandalim. And when he made sandalim, he was miyachid yichudim on each one when he was make each stitch. So they said, some Rebbe said he was miyachid yichudim, I hope the Mamish in Himmel, he was making things while he was making the shoes. Rebbe Yisrael Salanto had gesagt that when you make the shoes, he was miyachid yichudim as so sein gute shich. And he was miyachid yichudim, and mach shich, that man gute shich. So he was telling this person, was saying to the fossil, he gave to his album, that was sein herrlich, ken miyachid sein yichudim, that was sein herrlich. The next speaker was Rebbe Leib Malin. And Rebbe Leib Malin got up and he said, ich will no moisiv sein, was der Rebbe sucht. As he had miyachid ben yichudim when he was making this home, he said, you know what I want to tell him? I want to tell him, you know what it means he was miyachid yichudim? With every stitch, you know what he was saying? Ich mach shich. Ich mach gute shich. Ich will ad dem Ensel sein zufrieden. Aber ich will nicht kein Schuchmacher. I will not become a shoemaker. I'll make good shoes. I'll sell shoes. I'll make a good panosa. Aber ich will bleib ma ben teile. And that's what it meant. He was miyachid yichudim. With every single stitch, he knew what his essence was and where his head was. You have to stay above the waters. And all zeh chazak zamen, the schus hatere should be aimed for all of us. Yigia kapecha teich lechem. We're all zeh chazak 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 zeh chazak